We're in the Tanya, Perek Vov, first two lines from the top. But the Tanya says, Veser Bechinas Elu Hatmeyois, that there are 10 Bechinas also on the Tzad Atume. Tanya says that everything in this world is created in the Bechina of Zel Umazet. That's what we started out in the beginning of Perek Vov. So there's a balance between the two forces. You have forces of Kedusha, but you also have the forces of Tumah equally. The Tanya pointed out in the same way that the Nefesh Elokis basically consists and has the Esses Sfirois, has the 10 faculties of Kedusha, which is Keser, Chochma, and Bino, or Chochma, Bino, Vadas, as the Tanya mentions the first three, which is followed out by the Zayin Midois, which is Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. The same thing on the negative side, we also have what's called the Nefesh HaBahamis, which that is the animal soul. And the animal soul, by the same token also, has 10 faculties, 10 forces, but on the Tumah side. As you pointed out, in the same way that there is Chesed, the Kedusha, there's Chesed on the Tzad of Tumah, Gvura on Kedusha, and then there's Gvura on the Tzad of Tumah. As you pointed out, Chesed, of course, basically is Ahava. Ahava is from the Shoyrish of Midas HaChesed. You could have Ahava, Ahava Sashem, V'Aptol Reacho Kamoicho, that's Ahava on the Tzad of Kedusha. But also a person can have Ahava on the other side. A person can have Ahavas Momen, can have Ahavas this, can have all different types of Ahavas, which are negative Ahavas, which are contrary to the Ashkofes HaTorah, and so on. Gevura, person which is basically the mid of Yira, which comes from Gevura, Yira Sashem, of course, Yira for Tamid HaChachomim, Yira Moira Av, Moira Migdosh, these are all Yira on the Tzad of Kedusha. And then the Yira in other areas, that person uses the mid of Yira. So each and every one of the midos on the positive side in the Tzad of Kedusha also applies to the Tzad of the Sitra Achra, as the Tanya calls it. However, if we may note that the Tanya refers to the 10 on the negative side, he doesn't call them Eser Sfiris, which are the 10 faculties on the positive side. He calls them Eser, he says these are 10 Kisrin, these are 10 Kisrin de Misavusa. These are 10 crowns of Tumah. Interesting Loshin. Very, very sort of like an ambiguous type of an idea. What does he mean? The 10 faculties, because it's referring to the same 10 faculties. But instead of using them or being mishtamish with them on the Tzad of Kedusha, we're being mishtamish with these same 10 on the Tzad of Tumah, the Tzad of Sitrachru. But he does not call them Eser Sfirois. He refers to them to the Kistra and the Misavusa, which are the Koiches Atmeim. And the reason why the Koiches Atmeim is referred to with the Lashon of Kisrin is because basically, as we'll soon see in the Tanya, which we're going to get there very soon, the Tanya points out that the Yisoid of Kedusha, when you talk about Kedusha, if you want to identify, or you want to basically try to explain what is the essence of Kedusha, what would be a word, what would that describes Kedusha in a nutshell? Kedusha in a nutshell, the Tanya says, basically means bitul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Kedusha is. Kedusha is where a person basically is mevatel himself completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the essence of Kedusha. So that the Tanya points out, we'll soon see the next few lines. So if Kedusha, any avoda that we do in the area of Kedusha, by definition means bitl and achnoah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are mevatel our own ritzonus, we put aside, right, our own wants and our own needs and our own desires, basically, not what we need to survive, of course, what we're talking about above and beyond. And we are mevatel, we are machni ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Kedusha. So hachnoah and his batlus, or a person, let's say, is a mavrel medoysof. Somebody, let's say, did something to him, or said something to him. So instead of fighting back, or instead of speaking back, instead of cursing back, he's able to be a mavrel medoysof. And the Gemara says this is a gevaldige midah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, called a mavrel medoysof, a person is able to overlook his midos, right? Meila is maviren, right? Memenu called Peshoah, because he broke his moichel all of his averis. It's a very difficult situation. But the idea is that a person has his batlus. A person has his batlus. We say in the davening, we pointed out in last week's Shabbos morning shir. Menafshi kofar lakoil tia. Lekayne tzoye, right? Where mispallah menafshi kofar my nefesh. I should be able to exercise a bechina of humbleness. Menafshi kofar, in what way? That velim kalalei nafshi sidoim. That those who direct curses to me, I shouldn't answer back. Sidoim, I should be quiet. Not an easy thing to do, far be it. That's why we say it every day, we're mispal every day for the same thing. From Kala Nafshi Sidoim. But all this entails Hachnoah. It entails his battles. So that's when we're talking about Kedusha. So the Nekuda, or the test, if you want to know really, Someone wants to know where he is at when you're dealing in the area of Avodas Hashem. So truthfully, so the test is to see how much his batlus he has, how much achnoah he has. The more his batlus he has, he knows that he is in a higher madrega, and he's deeper in Avodas Hashem. And therefore, it's very possible many times, that a person, that's him, he's learning, he's davening, but if he has no anova and he doesn't have any his batlus, it's very shaykh that his whole avoda is not really mesitra the kedusha. He can be doing acts of kedusha per se, but the whole description or the how to identify, to classify that avoda is not really on the side of kedusha, even though he's doing acts of kedusha, because it's an avoda which is not mitoch his batlus. Person has arrogance and so on and so forth. Everything which is the hepech of his batlus, so that is not kedusha. The departmentalized, if you want, the compartment of kedusha is anova and his batlus. So a person can do all the mitzvahs, and yet if it's not mitoich anova and his batlus, the avoda basically is not classified from the side of kedusha. Chazal say in soite in ashkina shayra ela b'mokim where there is anova, as it says ani shayche nedaka. Kabbalah says you can only find me, I rest only a place where there is hachnoa, where there is his batlus. So therefore we can understand why koiches atuma are called, that are mitzad atuma are called kisrim, are called crowns. Because the idea is, because all of these midos, which are from the sitracher, are the hepech of hachnoa. A crown, what's a crown? A crown is supposed to denote godless, right? Crown is supposed to denote dominance, to be meishul, to rule. That's the whole idea of a crown. The whole idea that depicts a melech, of course. A person who utilizes the midos in the opposite direction, which is the hepech of kedusha, which is the hepech of anova, which is the hepech of his batlus, therefore it's called crowns. In other words, his whole avoda is not mitzad anova, it's not mitzad achno, it's not mitzad his batlus. It's not an avoda, it's just the opposite, it's the hepech of bitl. It's the beginning of like ano emloich, right? Ano emloich, ani v'afsi. That's all me, that's all it is. It's all about me. That's the idea of kisrin, the crown. So the idea, the ten, that's why he says not stump crowns, but he calls it kisrin de misavusa, which are like tomadigik sarin. And the truth is that that which the Tanya Taki mentions, which is the yisoid and chassidus, that the derech avoide of mitzad kedusha is hachnoa and his batlus. Sometimes it means not only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said, sometimes the Torah demands to have a certain bechina of hanov and his batlus, the gabe chaveroi also. All of these ideas. Moshe Zatzal used to say, Moshe Fein used to say many times, of course, one has to make sure not to mix the middos and to use them in the wrong places. Because the truth is, there are gewaldige middos which are very, very great, you know, in the proper context, but if you use them in the wrong context, they're just a hepech. The same middah becomes an aveira. Gives a moshel, he says, one of the very, very simple moshel is, Chazal talk about so many times the Mishneh Novos, Chazal talk about Masechet Zeirim Daf Yud Gimel, Chazal talk about the idea how it's a madrega. A person should pursue the madrega of being a boireach min hakovod. A person should be not a roid of hakovod, just the opposite. Not to pursue kovod, not to pursue honor. To be a boireach min hakovod. I guess one would define it means is that the Torah does not want the person really to have a desire, you know, for kovod. Just the opposite. To run away from kovod. Kovod should be something which is not choshev to him. Says Rav Moshe, you know when? You're covered. But somebody else's covered should be very choshev to you. When we talk about, yeah, you should despise covered, you should hate from covered, you should flee from covered, you should run away from covered. That's covered that belongs to you, that somebody wants to extend to you. Say, don't bother, I don't need it. But when it comes to covered, chaveira is veldik. He says, it's very, very choshev. Every little small measure of covered is very important to extend when to get to somebody else. And so on, this is true by every area. You talk about in the areas of mominess. He gives an example also. It's in the Sefer Dorash Moshe in Parashas Chukas. He's talking about din of mominess. Talk about the idea that a person should not be a kamtsen, should not be tight-fisted. Talk about the maila, that a person should be a pazarin. Pazarin doesn't mean necessarily to squander money. That's not a midah either in the Torah. Pazarin means basically a person should have an open hand. A person should have a gefil to share something with another yid. To be a bal tzedakah, to be a pazarin, not to be a kamtsin. But Moshe says, he says, yes, don't be a pazarin. He says, don't be a kamtsin. Don't be a kamtsin. But Rav Moshe says that's on your money. But if Yerim's geld, you should be a kamsin. Every pruta should be choshev to you. You can be a pazaran on your own money. When it comes to somebody else's money, don't say, ah, penny does not, a dollar doesn't mean anything to me. So Yerim's dollar also doesn't. Your own dollar. Somebody else's even didn't pruta, it didn't meyer. And so on and so forth. So the idea of koponim, the idea of midas achnoa, midas is batlas, because that is the yisoid of kedusha. So this past week, Alexander Rebbe, the Kohen Baruch was nifter. So he points out, actually, just now the Yontif of Purim, so he has a very interesting shot that the Avodah of Purim, which Chazal say, the Loshen, Chai Venish, Lebesume, Bipuri, Adlo Yoda, Benor Homan, Baruch Mordechai. So he put a comma there, and he said like this, Chai Vodam, Lebesume, Bipuri, the Avodah of Purim is, because Purim is a Kimu Vikiblu, it's a time that, it's a reaffirm, it's a recommitment, it's a new commitment to affirm, Kabbalah Satoyer and HaSinai. What's the Yisoid? To be an Oved Hashem, so what is the Yisoid? Chai Vodam, the idea is, that to reach the Madrega and Purim, ad the loy yoda, not loy yoda, ad the loy yoda, to know that loy, bisnisht. To know loy. You think as yesh, you think that Cain, yeah it is, you are, and the bis, you have the, no, the avoida is ad the loy yoda. You come to a yediya that loy. That's the pshat. Ad the loy yoda. To know what should you know? Should know loy. That's the idea. It's an avoida. A man should come to that hakora. To come to the Madrega of loy, to know that he himself has no koyach. There's no koich of yoytzim yodi. Everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. So the Tanya Taka is mentioned. Let's take a look in the Tanya. And we're going to come back soon. We'll take a look at the sheet. But let's take a look. But the Tanya talks about Vesa Bechines Elu. But the Tanya talks about the 10 Bechinois. Hatmeyos. Just going back just 1 second very quickly. He says, the 10 Bechinois Hatmeyos. Towards the first few lines by Perek Vav. He says, when a person uses, remember, on the other side, not on Kedusha, you also create a Levush, a garment. Because mentioned many times that whenever you do Machshava Dibra Maisa in Mitzvahs, you create three garments. A garment in Machshava, Dibra Maisa, that's for the Nefesh Elikis. But he also says, you create, when you use Machshava Dibra Maisa in the opposite direction, so then he says, what happens? They are called impure garments. In other words, the 10 faculties of the negative side now become clothed. In addition, these 10 faculties now become clothed with garments, impure garments, which by having garments attached to them, impure garments, they become even degraded, even lower. Because in the same way that on the positive side, because Baruch Hu gave us a neshama, nefesh elikis, right, which is a holy neshama, and by being mekayim tayir mitzvahs, tayir mitzvahs, b'machshava dibra ma'isa, we create the three levushim, and that even elevates the neshama to even a higher level, because the nefesh elikis is great as it is, but the garments, through the garments, it becomes even elevated to a higher level, as the Tanya pointed out before, previous prokim. So on the in contrast, on the negative side as well, the nefesh abahamis, which is the animal soul that we have, if we use the machshava dibra ma'isa on the negative side, so merely we degrade the nefesh abahamis even lower. Nefesh elikis becomes elevated on the positive side through machshava dibra ma'isa, and the nefesh abahamis, the animal soul, becomes degraded, becomes lower. As he says, shemishlapshu is behem, because the neshama becomes clothed with the machshava dibra ma'isa of negativity. Bishas ma'isa idibra machshava, he says. But what's important now to know, what the Tanya really is telling us, now what type of negative machshavas really are we talking about? What type of negative machshavas are we talking about? Because on the positive side, the Tanya told us clearly above, previous prokim, machshava dibra meisen tarig mitzvahs. Machshava dibra meisen tarig mitzvahs create the levushim on the positive side. So you would say, so what are the machshava dibra meisen that create impure garments, right, on the negative side? So you think outright aveira. That's what you would think. Because that's the hepech of Torah mitzvahs. That's aveira. You're thinking bad thoughts. You're thinking things that are wrong. You're doing things that are wrong. Dibur, you're speaking things which you're not supposed to. That would seem to be kipshutoi, the machshava dibur maisa on the opposite side. What's sort of a frightening thing, and it's a tremendous indictment, at least you see from the perspective of the Tanya, and at least we see that the goal is to strive for an avodas Hashem. He says, no, not even that. To become machshava dibra maisa on the negative side, we're not even speaking about doing actual aveiros. Forget about that. That's nothing to speak of. Machshava de Ramaisa on the negative side, to the point that it creates the levusha de misahavusa, that creates the impure garments, need not mean necessarily averis. What does it mean? So the Tanya goes on to say, the hein heim, these levushim that we're talking about, that are created through machshava de Ramaisa, heim kol hamaisa mashinasim tachas hashemesh. In other words, these levushim basically take place through any maisa that a person does under the sun. You know what he means? He means all mundane type of actions. When a person does mundane type of actions, we'll soon explain. In other words, if you do something, it doesn't have to be an aveira. But if it's not a mitzvah either, as you'll soon see, that creates an impure garment, as he goes on to point out. Because, he says further, asher hakol, because everything, hevel reus ruach, as we know, this is a posuk in Keheles, which Shlomo HaMelech uses. Shlomo HaMelech says that basically all the things, tachas HaShemesh, all the mundane things, basically are hevel reus ruach. It's basically, these are things that cause a breakdown in the spirit. Reus means to break down. Hevel reus ruach, he says. It's a ruination. These pu'ulis, these acts destroy, they break the neshama, they break the spirit. V'chein, says the Tanya, kol ha-diburim, v'chol ha-machshavos. Look what he says here. All words, v'chol ha-machshavos and all thoughts, asher lo yil ha-shem heimo, v'shem heimo l'rtzoino yil ha-bodosoi. So when a person says things and thinks things, which are not l'shem shomayim, right, which are not directed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says ha-bigaret. Doesn't necessarily mean it's an aveiret. But it's something clearly not directed in service to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's stam. There's no such thing as stam, as we'll soon explain. Therefore, a dibur machshov is udetanyu. Asher lo yila Hashem heimo kirtsoinoi, he says, v'labadusoi, says the Tanya, shezeo, he says, pirish, loshin sitra achre. Because you know what sitra achre mean? Sitra achre means the other side. Sitra means side. In Aramaic, sitra means side. Achre means the other side. Sitra achre, pirish, tzad achre. She'ena tzad kedusha. In other words, the Tanya says very simply, anything that does not belong in the realm of holiness, so automatically it's sitra achra. Sitra achra does not mean necessarily doing an aveira, because sitra achra means the other side. The other of what? The other side meaning not in the realm of kedusha. Either you're in the realm of kedusha, then you're on the safe side. But when you have machshava dibur ma'ase, which is not l'avaydosoi, which is not l'rtzoinoi, which Hashem, it's not directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mel, this is called, he says, sitra achra, because that's what it is. And the Tanya will go on to explain what tzadik kedusha means. Anything which is not on tzadik kedusha and does not achieve what tzadik kedusha is supposed to achieve, so Mel, automatically this is called sitra achra. So I want to explain, the Tanya used a lashon, he says, from Shlomo HaMelech, that a person is involved in things of hevel, ru'us ruach, things that basically break the spirit, shviras haruach, reus ruach. Rashi says in Keheles there, he says, shever ruach. These are things that break the spirit, ruination of the spirit. In other words, what it means, shviras ruach means, among other things, what it also means is, that if you're talking many times, you know, a person, he learns, and he davens, but somehow he does not experience a tanug of kedusha. Doesn't feel pleasure of kedusha. He's involved. After all, he's doing dvar mishab kedusha. He's learning. He's davening. But somehow he's not margish. It just somehow doesn't do it for him. He's not margish atanik the kedusha, and he does not feel that through this avoda that he came closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He does not feel it. So the idea is, he doesn't feel a varamkeit. His neshama doesn't feel that it became ignited, you know, through the things that he's doing. He's learning, he's davening, and so on. The idea is, because you know why? Because even though he's doing all the motions, all the actions, but his machshavas are not directed at Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's an old joke, a guy can go through the yeshiva system, learn, you know, four mesechtes bein, and he did not mention Kodesh Baruch Hu's name once. I mean, nothing. Shor she don't get sapar. You learn all of the rishayim, mishas, and you totally forgot, b'chlal, whose Torah are you learning? I mean, what is it? Is this... Where's the text from? Where does it belong to? What are we trying to achieve with this learning? And b'chlal, there's a complete hesach hadas. There's a total separation from the
Tairus Hashem, and from a Kodesh Baruch himself. So it's shy that you learn. This is called Shvira Saruach. The idea is, this is called a spiritual fracture. So he's learning and he's davening all of that, but yet he doesn't feel that pleasure, the positive pleasure, doesn't feel this carvage, doesn't feel that he became elevated. That's called Shvira Saruach. So these are the things, this idea, because when he's learning Bechlal, it's Bechlal not in any way L'shem Hashem. He does not have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also plays a role somewhere, you know, in this exercise over here. It doesn't even occur to him. Doesn't even think about this. That is the idea that the Tanya is talking about. When it mentions the Inyan, as he says, of Shvira Saruach, when it's Loyler Tzoynot. So the truth is, as we pointed out, that always, as the Tanya said, the challenges are, you have the Tzad HaKadusha, and then you have also the Tzad HaTumah. It's Kedai just to mention what the Tosfos Yontif says regarding one of the 10 Nisim that's mentioned in Pirkei Avos that happened in the Migdash. You might remember one of the 10. It says, Shloi Ira Keri L'Koyin Godel. The Koyin Godel did not become Tomei. Yom Kippur night, right? In Yom Kippur, the Koyin Godel did not become Tomei through Hoytzoa Zera. Did not become Tomei. And the Tosfos Yontif asked, is that an F? You realize the hachona that the Kohen Gadol, to become a Kohen Gadol, to ready for the Avodah Shivas Yomim, the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah Yuma, he was separated. Mafisha Noisoi, Lalishka's Parhedrin, right? He was secluded in that special room. And in those 7 days, basically, he was Oisik in hachona, in the tremendous preparation and learning the Avodah and familiarizing himself with the Avodah and so on and so forth. So there's 7 days, there's a week. There's a week of hachona. And the Pashas are Kohen Gadol, even Shari Yomoy Sashana is not such a Pashas person. Right? The person who's associated with Kedusha the entire year is a Kohen Gadol. But upon him before Yom Kippur, this Kohen Gadol is ready with a proper state of mind, with a mind of Kedusha, proper preparation. Why is it such a mess? It's such a mess. It's a Hefker mensch. If it didn't happen to him, say it's a great mess. The Kohen Gadol, why should it happen? So Tosfos Yontif says a fantastic thing. It's an amazing thing, actually. He says, the truth is that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, he says, are enemies and constantly fight one with the other. When the Yetzer Hara sees that the Yetzer Tov is being misgaber, the Yetzer Hara invests, puts more fuel into the fire. To be able to, you know, to re-ammunition himself again, and to be able to re-strengthen himself, and be able to be misgaber and to use extra koiches in order to fight. When Yetzer Hara feels he's down, then Adrab, then he uses the extra koiches. It's similar to when you see a candle. Candle just before it burns out, just before the last second, you see all of a sudden, you see a big flame, then it goes out, extinguishes itself. People say the same thing as a havdol by a nifta. Somehow, see a nifta who wasn't doing well at all. It appears his time is close. Just before his nifta, sometimes there's false hope, because all of a sudden he may open his eyes, may even say something, he hadn't been speaking for 5 weeks, and all of a sudden everybody's happy, 5 minutes later he's gone. Happens all the time. The idea, before the neshama leaves, there's some sort of a koyach, the counter that lasts. And the mele, try to prevent extinction as much as possible, so that's that the investment of all the koyaches, the last koyaches. So mele says to Tosfos Yontif, he says, listen, Yom Kippur is the ultimate koyach of Kedusha. So listen, the Kohen Gadol, as great as it is in Kedusha, now the Yetzer Hara is going to put in all of the koiches to try to be metame that Kohen Gadol. To the extent that if it does not happen, this is a nes. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. Interpretation of Tosfos Yontif. It's not some, you know, talking about Tosfos Yontif here. This is one of the primary classical, you know, vintage bread and butter. Mefarshim on Mishnayis. Tosfos Yontif. Seems like more like a Hasidic thought. So what the Tosfos Yontif says. That's the idea. Because whenever you have a tremendous koyach of kedusha, you have to realize that the koyach of the Yetzer Hara is not going to just sit quietly by, and he's going to try to do whatever he can. And the middle, there's a great nest that the Kohen Gadol, Shleira Keri, the Kohen Gadol. And by the way, that's why, just want to mention, it's an interesting thing that we're just before the end of Pesach. And Pesach is called Leil Shemurim Hu Lashem. It's a night of Shemira. Leil Shemurim Hu Lashem. It's because this was the night which was the Tzmicha of Yeshuas Yisrael. This is the night where Klal Yisrael, this is the birth of Yeshuas Yisrael emerging. This is the night, this is the time, this is the Tkufa, this is the period where Klal Yisrael are going to be called Bini B'chayri Yisrael. This is the emergence of bringing Klal Yisrael from the lowest of the lowest to the highest of the high. One can imagine that the forces of Tumah are going to try to fight that. Because Dafke, when you're going to have the tremendous koyche, tremendous forces to bring up the tzmich of Klal Yisrael, the emergence, the birth of Am Yisrael, you're going to have the koyches on the other side. And that's why you need shmira, special shmira against the other koyches. Leil Shemurim Hul Hashem. It's a time of special shmura. Because since you see so many positive things happening for Bnei Yisrael, all these nisim, all the positive things, you can have to realize that the Satan and the Sitrachra on the other side, which is the balance, is also not going to sit back. In order, therefore, so the greater the Koyche Kedusha, there's the danger, again, that equally, the Koyche Tumah will also try to overpower and to dominate by the same strength, by the same way, and therefore this is a Lael Shemurim Hul Hashem, the special night. So Kapodim said, this is the idea. Which is very interesting is that you realize, you know, when we at the Seder, you know, we eat an egg. And one of the reasons is because this is a zecher for Churban Beis Hamikdash. Because it comes out, according to the system of Atbash, the first night of Pesach works out to be Tisha B'Av. The day that Pesach falls on, right, that's the same night of the week, the same day of the week that Tisha B'Av falls on. But the idea on Pesach now to make a zecher for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Because it's like the Zeke Neged Zeh idea. Pesach is just the opposite. Pesach is the birth of Am Yisrael. That's the growth of Am Yisrael. That's the development of Am Yisrael. That's what Klal comes into power. That's the end of the Pesach. Tisha B'Av was the opposite. That was the destruction. That was the Churban. These are like the two ideas. The Zeke Neged Zeh idea. Pesach, which is the Tzadik Kedusha, the power of the Tzadik Kedusha. That's Pesach. And Tisha B'Av was the opposite. So we make a Zecher that we should always remember this idea. That's the idea of what they were saying, which is that keneged zeh. Akaponim, what we see here, the Tanya tells us that he says that what's necessary. The Tanya says when we talk about the tzad, when we talk about the tzad of kedusha, the Tanya says kedusha is something, right? Which we're going to see. The Tanya is going to tell us, which is talking about his batlus, which is going to come very soon. But now, the moment the Tanya says, the first thing the Tanya said, the ten koiches, the ten faculties, doesn't necessarily mean you're doing Averis. But the Tanya says, if you're not doing it, L'Shem Hashem, some doing mundane situations, so the Tanya says, that itself already is what? That is already not Sitra the Kedusha. Tanya said it's called Sitra Achra. So the interesting thing is, there is, when Rashi says, Kiseitza L'Melchom Aloivecho, you know, Rashi says, B'Melchemes Rishus HaKosev Medaber. Right? Kiseitza L'Melchom Aloivecho, the whole parsha of the Yifas Toyer. That you're allowed to take in captivity the Yifastoyer, not going into all the details there. That whole parish of Kiseitzi, right, it's not a Melchemes Mitzvah. It's a Melchemes Rishus. The parish, of course, it means it's a voluntary Melchoma. It's not a Melchemes Mitzvah. It's not a Melchoma going into Eretz Yisrael, right, and driving out the Zionumas and the seven nations. Melchemes Rishus. Melchemes Rishus. So in the Sora Magdoshim talk, in Derech Avodah, mentioned also in the Sefer Shraga Hameir is the Sefer, brought down the Sefer Teres Chaim and Semach Tzadik from the previous Vision Serebis. Said, you're not Melchemes Rishus HaKosim Dabar. Rashi says also the Dibra Torah LeKeneged Yetzer Hara, which means symbolically the Mefarshim say what Rashi is saying. Kiseisel Melchom Alivecha. We're also talking about a spiritual war. But Dibra Torah LeKeneged Yetzer Hara, talking about a fight. Who's your arch enemy? Who's the all-time enemy? Who is the enemy that you are fighting 24 hours a day? It's not just now. You know, you're waging war, you know, on a particular day, particular time, particular tkufa. We're in war. We're always Yetzer Hara is always. There's always an act of war. Keneged Yetzer Hara. What is the main war? What is the main war? The Melchemes Rishus HaKosev Medaber. So Sifra Chassidus says, as we pointed out, Sifra Teres Chaim, the Semach Tzadik says, the Yetzer Hara tries to be machshul you in doing a Rishus. You know, as he says, it's not an Averis. Okay, it's not a mitzvah either. But it's not an Averis. The idea is, as we see now in the Tanya, there's no three things. When you do something, it's either a mitzvah or an Averis. Because even a Rishus, you don't eat and drink, which is a Rishus, just for the sake of eating and drinking. A yid eats and drinks, this also is an avoda. A yid eats and drinks, you make a brocha, you bench, and the Shulchan Aruch says this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Lamed Aleph, b'chol d'rechecho do'eyu, everything that a yid does, b'chol d'rechecho, no matter what he does, do'eyu. You have to remember the Rabbeinu Shlomim. You eat to have koich to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you drink and you go to sleep. So everything you do is really an avoda. It helps you and enables you, it keeps you healthy, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no Rishus. The Melchemes Rishus HaKosav Medaber. This is a malchoma legaba rishus. When you're doing things of rishus, you're eating and drinking, that's a rishus. Here's where the malchoma comes in. The Yitzhahara says, you're not doing nothing wrong. You're eating and drinking. You're eating kosher food. Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Best hechsher. This is the malchoma of the Yitzhahara. Because there's no such thing as a rishus. Because even when you're doing a rishus, a person should be mekadish. A person should be mekadish all of his maisim. That's the idea. That's the malchoma gedoyla. That's the malchoma gedoyla. As is mentioned, by the way, Sorma Gdoshim say also, the Sefer Teres Chaim says, remember David HaMelech, the Mishnah says in Ovis, he learned from Achitofel, remember? Shnei Devorim Bovad, he called him Rebbe. Rebbe Alufi Miudoi, right. So if you learn, we found that David HaMelech, he learned from Achitofel Shnei Devorim Bovad. Right? Learn Shnei Devorim Bovad. It doesn't say what the Shnei Devorim are. We'll never know, right? So Sefer Teres Chaim, know what it means? So the Melech learned from Achitofel Shnei Dvarim Bolvad. There are only two things. It's either a mitzvah or an aveira. There's no rishus. Shnei Dvarim Bolvad. Hazetram Galant. That was a hoiroah for his entire life. It's not the zwei zachen. There's only two things. It's either a mitzvah or it's an aveira. Nothing else. These are the two things. And that's the idea of what the Tanya really is talking about. That the Tanya talks about. So when a person does and he loses these opportunities, he loses these opportunities to be able to utilize all of the mundane acts. Right, to elevate them and to use them in the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's already called Sitra Achra. This is not in the realm of Kiddush anymore. You have lost the opportunities because everything that we do, it's Shaykh to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with each and every action, with each and every mitzvah. So I want you to look at the sheet here, first of all. We're going to do the shorter ones here. The first item has is a long item. That's from Rav Moshe Wolfson. It's a little bit of a lengthy thing. We won't do it. Whoever wants to can look it on your own. He basically goes through also the Inyan of Zelu Mazeh that we spoke about. So we gave a lot of examples besides this one. So let's take a look at the shorter items here. Let's look at number 2 on the left column. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, just a few lines in Sitkes HaTzadik. Let's look at what Tzadik HaKohen says. Tzadik HaKohen says, he says, Kishkodesh Baruch Hu, this is an Ois Kuf Nun, Kishkodesh Baruch Hu Meroy Memezeh Dover Toiv Meolam. When Kodesh Baruch Hu raises something good in the world, something a dover toiv, when Kodesh Baruch Hu raises it up in the world, od memele oisei dargi besitra acher, he says mishtafu. He said, what happens to the other side? Now that we have a klal, kishezek kom zenoifu. Vechem lehepech, kisheroye eze dover betachlis hashiflis, then yedek oisei dover bekdushu betachlis haroimimis. Because when Shenemer, as it says, keli kol b'chor, b'yoyim ha-koise kol b'chor b'etz Mitzrayim. What happens as follows, Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the b'chor, Mitzrayim, but on the other side, he was Mamala, he raised up the Bechayra Yisrael, Tzad HaKadusha. There's going to be tension. What's going to happen is one is going to be dominant. So one is very low, then the other one is very high. Or the other side, says Rav Tzadik HaKohen. And he points out further. Rav Tzadik goes on to say, when we talk about Yetzer, you talk Yetzer Hara, what's Yetzer mean? What does the word Yetzer mean? There's Yetzer Toiv and Yetzer Hara. What does Yetzer mean? So Rav Tzadik says in the next piece, as you see, that's Ois Reish Memches, he says, Iker Ha'odom, he says, Hi'acheshek Shebelev Sheboy. The Iker Odom, what distinguishes a man from a Malach, says Rav Tzadik, a Malach does not have any desire. A Malach does, he was created to do something. It's like a robot. A robot doesn't have any personal interest to do one way or another. He does what he has been designed and programmed to do. A man is not programmed. A man has a cheshek, a man has a desire. That's Iker Odom. However, what that desire should be, that's up to him. No one dictated that he must have desire for one thing over another. And therefore he says, the Iker Odom is a cheshek shebelev, sheboy hu yisroinu ala malochim. That, right, that is his edge of man over the malochim. Vehu hanikre yetzer. There's yetzer toiv, the yetzer ra. In other words, yetzer means he has a cheshek. You could have a cheshek for toiv, you could equally have a cheshek for ra. He points out, and he says, kasher hu magbir cheshke letoiv, when the cheshek, right, is being magbir, is strong on the side of good, that's toif, that's called yetzer toif. Vimlav is the other way. V'omru zechroinim lebrocha, chazal sein sukkah, kol ha-godl yitzroi godl. Person who is greater, also has a greater yetzer. What does it mean? He says, ki gadlis echad al-chaveroi, hu rakifi goidla ha-cheshek shaloi. He says, it depends on the cheshek you have letoif, dayne koich ha-yetzer, because he points out like this, ki yetzer toif v'yetzer ra, Echod ze l'umaze b'shnei chalolei halev. Kifi acheshik shebeliboy b'yemin l'toiv, came bismoil ra v'lochein yetzer hara gam king gadol. I want you to imagine that a person has there are two pipes. Now, but the two pipes, one pipe you have positive things coming out of that pipe, positive things, and then the other pipe you have negative things coming out of that pipe. However, when you turn to open the pipe, you basically, with one faucet or with one turn, basically you're opening both pipes at the same time. So at the same time, let's say that the fresh water comes out of one pipe, the dirty water will also come in the other pipe. Imagine if something is constructed in such a way, you have two pipes. However, when you open, the more you open up one, the other one also opens at the same time. The tayv and cheshek comes from the heart, says Rav Tzadik. Leiv Elokim of the Chemda. Ayin roya leiv choymeit. The eye sees and the heart desires. The heart has two chambers. There's the right side and there's the left side. The right side is where the cheshek for tayv comes from, and the left side. Now, the kolagodl machaveroi, if someone has tremendous cheshek to do good, but so it means that the opening on the right side opened bigger. The same time, the other side also opens big. So Mela there, therefore, Yitzro is also Godel Hemen. The Yitzro on the left side, because the opening on the left side, which that's the source of the Cheshik for the negative things, also opens up. Now you can't open one more than the other. If you're opening one, the other one opens. The same way. It's like one gauge which controls both. So if you open up the positive side, so may the negative side as well. That's the idea of Kola Godel Machaver, Yitzro Godel Hemen. However, apparently, which I have to say is, but man or kapon can make a choice and ultimately have one overpower the other. But in his Nisoyan stage, they are confronted. Now, finally, just before we move on, I want to show you this is from the Brisker Rabbi of Velvo. This is a very, very fascinating thing. This is from Sefer Shaila Torah and Pasha Shemini. This relates to what the Tanya said. Tanya said again that for Sitra Achra, the definition means, need not mean that a person is using Machshava Divra Maisen necessarily for Aveira. That would be too low to speak of. Tanya doesn't talk about that yet. He said, well, we're talking about merely not using it l'tzad kedusha, not use, like we said, mochemes a reshus akosim medaber. Basically, wasting away dvarim that's a reshus, not doing them l'shem Hashem, merely doing mundane things and just wasting away dvarim shalbitl mabikach. That's also called sitra achra. Anything that's not avodas Hashem, anything that's not l'tzad kedusha, automatically becomes sitra achra. What does it mean l'shem Hashem? When we say to do things l'shem Hashem, what does it mean to do things l'shem Hashem? How far is that barometer? How far is that frame that when I do something, it still is within context of l'shem Hashem, or it's already outside? We take a look, very fascinating. Let's take a look here on the Pasuk in Parashat Shemini. It says there, this was the day of the Komas HaMishkon. The Yidden brought, you know, the various korbanos that Moshe commanded them. Now here, Moshe says this following. Moshe says, "Zeh hadovar shetiv Hashem tasu, just do what I told you, and v'yero aleichem koyd Hashem, and you'll have hashuras hashchinah. Zeh hadovar shetiv Hashem tasu, just do what Hashem said to do. Right? This is what Hashem said to do, and v'yero aleichem. I promise you," says Moshe. "I promise you, do what Hashem said, and kvod Hashem, you'll be zoichet Hashuas Hashchina." So it says the Sifra, the Yehuyim b'Sifra v'Zeloshonit. Sifra is actually, the Medrash says the same thing. Omla Moshe l'Yisrael, Oysoi Yetzer Hara Taviru Melipchem. Oysoi means that Yetzer Hara. You notice, Chazal don't tell us which one. That, a specific Yetzer Hara. Moshe is telling the Eden, Zeh Hadova Shetziv Hashem Tasu. What is he saying? Get rid of that Yetzer Hara. Seems to be an emphasis on a particular Yetzer Hara. Because Moshe says, Oysa Yetzer Hara Tavirum Lipchem, V'tiyu Kulchem B'yiru Achas, U'be'etze Achas L'sharis Lipnamokem. What does it mean, that Yetzer Hara, get rid, right? Get it out of your heart. Remove it from your heart. So the Brisker Rav said as follows, Tanire Habir B'Sifro, V'hine Mayehe, he dramatizes it. Let's say you'd want to convince a person to do something. You want to convince a person to do something. To do a dover toif, to do a mitzvah. Assuming that the bait, right? That the bait that you want to offer him is you're going to say to him like this, Ma yehei im yagidu lodom. What would be if you tell a person, Shal yedei asiyas mitzvah misuyemis, that if you do a particular mitzvah, Yizke lirois penei hagrozatzal. Imagine if I go over to a yid now and say, if you do this and this mitzvah, you know what the prize is? The prize is you're going to see the Vilna Goyim. Amazing. Tremendous incentive. Or lomalamazu. Let's say you say to a person, Sheyitzke liris amoyre vitana. Right? Even greater. You go over to a Yid and say to him, you know what? If you do this and this, I promise you, you're going to be zeiche to see a tana or an amoyre. Unbelievable. Oy Sheyitzke, or even more. You say, liris neviyim akadmoinen. Right? It's tremendous chus. Nobody argues that. Go to a Yid and say to him, do this mitzvah, because if you do it, you're going to be zeiche to see neviyim rishonim. What about further? This is how he's building it up. Or you go to a Yid and say, do this mitzvah, you're going to see Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You're going to be able to see them and spend time, 5 minutes with Avraham Avinu. 5 minutes with Yitzchak Avinu. Or all three. Do this mitzvah and you'll be zeichet to see the Yovis. Is that called Shloi Lishma? Or is this called Lishma? I mean, it's a great thing to want to see the Yovis. It's a gewaldic thing to want to see the others. So if I do a mitzvah because I want to see Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, is that l'shmo or shlo l'shmo? Ha'im nemar shetechoshev asiyas ha'mitzvah l'asi shlo l'shmo? Will you say that this is also called shlo l'shmo? These are admirable, right? These are things, goals. These are gewaldic goals that he's looking for. These are gewaldic goals. The l'chayra, you would think, Harei Shoyefu, after all, he has a tremendous desire on the Asiyas HaMitzvah, Lekabel Tzchar Shudu Varuchni. After all, he's waiting for spiritual reward. You think that this basically is not a stira to Shloi Lishma? Because what he wants is not Gashim is the Gizchar. He wants Ruchni is the Gizchar. To see the Goyin, he wants to see Etan, he wants to see Namoirat. You might want to see the Baal Shem Tov, you might want to see Nevi'im. Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Let's go a step further. Let's say I go over to a Yud Rabbi Isai. Forget about seeing a Tana, forget about seeing an Amoira. Forget about seeing Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Let's say I say to you, do this mitzvah and you'll be zeichet to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Can't top that anymore. Is this Shloi Lishma or this is Lishma? You want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What can be greater than that? Do this mitzvah because if you do this mitzvah, you'll be zeichet to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's the highest you can go. The Brisker Rav says that's Shloi Lishma. As great as it is to want to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and as beneficial as it is, you can imagine, if you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, standing next to the epitome, the pinnacle of Kedusha, that Shaykh, as great as it all is, but that's not why I do mitzvah. This is called Shloi Lishma. Let's take a look. It says, Omnam Kain. Yes, this is Shloi Lishma, he says. Next paragraph. Im Yat Odom Es HaMitzvah Ach V'Rak Bichdei. If he does the mitzvah just because she yuchal al yodo, because he wants Ayoda Lirois Kibiyochel. Et Abayre Yizborach. The Chiyal that. Okay, I left out the three lines before that. We're talking about the Rabbi Nishlon. Says, Omnam Kain. Im Yas Odom is a mitzvah achvarak with Dei Shuchel Ayoda Lirois Oysa Yizborach Shemoi. Ochain Teichoshev Asiyas a mitzvah Kemitzvah Shlo Lishma. It's also Shlo Lishma. As great and as gewaldic the goals are. Kivim Shalo Odom because Lasis a mitzvah because the Chiyuv of doing mitzvahs. Is because it's the Rabbi Shalom's rotten. That's the reason you do mitzvahs. You don't do it for any other purpose. You're doing the mitzvah because Hashem told you to do it. Because he was mitzvah you to do it. The loy, no schar whatsoever. Even the best schar in the world. Even the most choshev schar. Even to see, b'afilu schar kiri'iyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, boi re'oilam b'chvoide b'yatzmoy. To see the boi re'oilam b'chvoide b'yatzmoy. As givaldig and as great as, and there's nothing greater than that. But that's not why I do mitzvahs. If you do a mitzvah for that purpose, that's called Shloi Lishma. Lefiza, now look how wonderful, look how it fits into the posik and into the medrash. This exactly, this idea. Lefiza, next paragraph, Nere. Dezeu bir ha-psukim, v'psukim mechem b'sifro hanal. La'achah shehuftach l'bnei Yisrael. Remember, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Klal Yisrael? He said, Zeh ha-dover she-tzifu shem tasu, and what's the prize? V'yeru aleichem kvod Hashem. When Yidin hear that by doing this and this, they're going to be zoich d'ashuas ha-shchina, they're going to be tremendously tempted to do it. Why? To have a shuas ha-shchina. That's why they're going to want to do it. Moshe just told them, Zeh dover shetziv Hashem tasu, do this and this, and v'yeir aleichem kvod Hashem. When you didn't hear that if I do this, right? So A plus B equals C, right? If I do this and this, then I'm going to be zeh hashchina. I'm going to want to do the mitzvah for that reason. Comes the Medrash says, Oysoi yetzer hora taviru melitchem. Which oysoi? The yetzer hora v'ashor hashchina. That's directly fitting into the posik. The Medrash goes, Because mamish is a hemshich of the posik. The posik said, "Ve'yera lechem kvod Hashem oisa yetzar." That taiva to want to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a tremendous taiva, and it's an admirable taiva. It's a tremendous gevaldig good thing to have a chukah for that, to have a sheifa for that. But not now, not for this reason. That's not why you're doing mitzvahs. That's because oisa yetzar, that yetzar, the yetzar that because Moshe Rabbeinu just told you, Moshe Rabbeinu just threw a yetzar at you. He gave you a tremendous yetzar, telling you do the mitzvahs because not because. As a result, he said, he didn't say because, but he said, you'll do the mitzvahs, you can have a short shechina. Now it becomes tremendously tempting. Yetzirah comes in, oh, that's why you should do the mitzvahs. That's what the Yetzirah is going to entice you to do. So as he points out, but he said, near again, the Zerah Habir, Bipsuki, Mechem, Bezifronal, Lach, Hashuv, Tech, Lene, Yisro, Ke, Hayyem, Hashem, Nira, Aleichem, being that they were promised. Hayne, she is called, there, see, some mitzvah, Liris, Ke, Biyach, Kodesh, Baruch, Vavoy, the Biyatzimoy, Ruah, Moshe, Rabbeinu, Moshe, saw, Vayikrubu, Kolo, Eido, oh, all of them are coming. You see them coming? Bezifro, Kosev, Karvu Kulam Besimcha Bamdu Lefon Val Mizbeach. You saw the tremendous Simcha of how Eid and Taka are coming. V'chein Lahalon later on also Kosev Besifro Vayakri V'haran Bezrizis. Moshe saw Simcha Uzrizis Miyuchedes Mashle Ro Meoilam. He saw a tremendous Zrizis in doing mitzvahs he never saw before. It occurred to Moshe, why now more than any time else? Why now more such as Zrizis? Possibly because they know they're going to see Ashur Sashchina. Possibly that's the reason, because I said, so b'choshashu, right? It was choshish. Hoye Shem b'choshoy hoye. His choshash was Shem oisim amitzim machma shiroitzim lizkois lavtocha Hashem nir aleichem. Al kein om alehem. Therefore, come Chazal that Moshe was saying, no, ze hadovah shetziva Hashem tasu. This is what you have to do. Oiso yetzahora taviru melipchem v'tiyu kulchem b'yiro achas ubeitzachas lishoreis lifne hamokim v'abir. What Chazal are saying is, you do the mitzvah because you're serving Hashem. That's it. No other reason. Not for any schar. Even if the schar is so gewaldig and so admirable as seeing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which in itself is a gewaldig thing. And there's nothing greater than that. But you don't do the mitzvah for that reason. The mitzvah you have to do l'shem Hashem. So Kapon, this is the idea of Kapon, what the Tanya points out when he talks about doing mitzvah l'shem Hashem. So we're just going to conclude, actually, to tell you here, and we're going to stop here, but just to mention to you, when Aharon HaKohen goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says, Bezois Yovei Aharon El HaKodesh, in Kippur. Bezois Yovei Aharon. And Chazal say, Bezois, it says, Bezchus, many mitzvahs that he has under his belt, which is called Zois. L'moshul, Mil is called Zois. Bani Zois Berisi. Mil is called Zois. Torah is called Zois. V'zois ha-Torah, she saw Moshe, right? Torah is called Zois. And so on, many, many mitzvahs. But the idea is, Bezois Yovei Aharon. Aharon comes in and he says, Bezois. The Sat Meruv once he says, very interesting, the Torah uses a lotion, Aharon HaKohen, in order to be worthy of coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he comes in Bezois. Zois means mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs are referred to with the lotion of Zois. Various mitzvahs, but all of them are referred to with the lashon of Zois. When the Torah says Zois, that's the key word. Bezois Yovei Aharon. All types of mitzvahs. And how does the Torah refer to this mitzvah? It's all dealing with one word, Zois. So he pointed out and he said like this. Because mitzvahs, many, many Yidden do mitzvahs. Great people do mitzvahs. Deinonim do mitzvahs. Push it to Yidden. Everybody, they do mitzvahs. But the chilik is, when they do the mitzvah, so they do the mitzvah, takil l'shem Hashem, or do the mitzvah because of alternative motives. Every mitzvah is a mitzvah. When I say doing a mitzvah is a mitzvah, it's a key mitzvah. But the schus that a Aharon HaKohen needs of mitzvahs to allow him to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he does not have the luxury to do mitzvahs for any other reason except if he does particular mitzvahs. He has to do these mitzvahs, but he has to do them l'shem Shamayim. If he would do the mitzvahs that the Medrash says, Zois, going on Torah, going on Mila, going on Shabbos, whatever mitzvahs he is doing, the Aharon HaKohen would do mitzvahs, but not l'shem Shamayim, those mitzvahs would not give him the zchus to enter in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Torah says, Bezois Yovei Aharon, meaning you do the mitzvah, Bezois, for the sake of the mitzvah. That's why the mitzvahs are referred to with Zois. You're not doing it for that, you're doing it for the Zois. These mitzvahs are called Bezois Yovei Aharon, where the emphasis is again, that the mitzvahs that is expected for Aharon HaKohen to do, are mitzvahs that he's doing takil l'shem Hashem, and not for any other reason. And you know, by the way, in the Slichas of Erev Yom Kippur, you say, Va'al Zois Yifchad Libi. The point out the Mepharshim say, what I'm afraid of is for the Zois. to say Rabbi Nishlam seven kippers, as I'm asking Slichu Mechila for so many things, I'm also asking Mechila for the Zois, that even for the mitzvahs that I did do, that I did not do them for Zois. I did it for other reasons. I didn't do it for the sake of Zois, for the sake of the mitzvah itself. So the Slichus of Yom Kippur, you say, Va'al Zois Yivchad Libi. What I'm afraid of is for the Zois. Not only for the Averis am I afraid of, but even for the mitzvahs I'm afraid of. I want to do tshuva on my mitzvahs also. The mitzvahs were also not done in the best way that they could have been done. The bechin of Zois was lacking. The bechin of doing the mitzvah for the sake of Zois. So the very interesting thing is that the Chayyuf of Salvovis, and I conclude with that, Chayyuf of Salvovis is in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, he says, Ki Oyved es Hashem bepniyos. Chayyuf of Salvovis says, a person is an Oyved Hashem for ulterior motives. He has his Cheshbonis, he says. It's a bechin of Avoy Dezorah, the Shittuf. Because when you're doing this, you're not just doing it to serve Hashem, you're doing it to serve something else. Either self-serving. It's a self-serving, it's also called Avoy Dezorah. You don't have to think of Avoy Dezorah, bowing down, your testicle hole. Avoy Dezorah means a fremd avoida, a strange avoida. Anything that's not for a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a strange avoida. It's avoida zora. It's a fremd avoida. So if you're doing it for other reasons than for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's avoida zora. It's avoida zora b'shituf. Because, look, you're not excluding a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mishtel tinoch ha-shituf. Now that I'm doing the mitzvah, you know, I'm doing, the Baruch Hashem told me to do the mitzvah, but I'm doing it for other reasons as well. Not doing it only for that. Shituf. So avoida zora b'shituf is also. Avoida zora b'shituf also has ramifications. There's an indictment for that, certainly, avoida zora b'shituf. So Chayyuf Salvovis points it out. Chayyuf Salvovis says, because once he's oivet for other reasons, so Mamela already this takes away certainly from Avodah Hashem, because there's other purposes, there's Avodah Zarah also involved. So some Mefarshim say that ultimately, Pasuk says, that Vahoya Ekev, that the Sof will be, that ultimately, Kol Yisrael Richa Madrege, that Tishmun Es HaMishpatim Ho'ele, for the sake of Zois, for the sake of the mitzvahs. The word Ele is like the word Zois. You're going to listen, you can do the mitzvahs not for that reason or for that reason, the HaMishpatim Ho'ele. You're going to do it for the reason for what they were given. And doing it for L'Shem Hashem, like doing the mitzvah L'Shem Mitzvah. So this is an avodah that we learn here. And this is the way, as we see from the Tanya, that the Tanya told us, that anything that we do for other reasons, right, doesn't have to be an avera, is already not on the side of Kedusha, and therefore it also fits in the union of Sitra Achra, and that's the avodah of Yid. And you create already garments, he says, which is already for the other side. And therefore we see this is a tremendous indictment. But again, the Tanya was a very big madrega, but at least we see, you know, there's the Avodah, there's no end to Avodah Hashem that we can aspire to, and Bezus Hashem, that the more we learn about it, we should be zoichet to reach those madregas.